Ebooks are one of the great joys of being digital. There's so many to choose from, but they can be expensive. Our friend Mark Saltzman, who is a USA Today columnist and the host of the syndicated radio show and podcast Tech It Out, is with us. But Mark's going to tell us about how to get ebooks for free or no, little to no cost.
Yeah, sure.
From the
so
library.
They are absolutely free, whether it's ebooks or audiobooks. And there's one of two ways to do it. One is to use Overdrive, which is an app or built into many e-readers like Kobo, whereby you just type in your library card inside of the Overdrive area of the Kobo ebook reader or the app, and you can rent books for free. It's a borrow books, I should say, from your local library, just as you would do in person, but you don't have to drive to the library, and nor do you have to return it on time or face any overdue charges. But the process is the same. You reserve a book, and then digitally, you can read it on your favorite ebook reader or on an app, on a tablet or a smartphone or a laptop. And then when it does expire, it just stops working unless you renew it. That's one way, is to use Overdrive. Jefferson, from the same company, Overdrive, is a standalone app called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. And that's another way to borrow books for free from your local library or audiobooks. And this would mean you just download the free app to your favorite iOS or Android device or Windows. You log in again with your library card, and then you allow the app, or your device rather, to find your local libraries. And you just punch in your library card once, and then you can borrow books and audiobooks for free. And that also works with Kindles. If you do have a supported Kindle, you can click a button inside of Libby and have that book pushed, that ebook pushed to the supported Kindle. Either way, you're talking about borrowing books for free, so you don't have to pay for them. They do include New York Times bestsellers and other newer titles, not just the classics. And then when they do expire, you don't have to go anywhere or pay any overdue fees. It's great.
What is the average length of time?
Yeah, so it's typically 7 to 14 days, depending on the library, depending on the book. And often you can renew it before it expires. In other cases, somebody else has requested it. So it's as if it was a physical copy, because the library pays for a certain number of them. You would probably, you know, for your tech savvy listeners are probably scratching their head thinking, it's just zeros and ones. Why can't you just make it unlimited? Well, that's how they prevent piracy. There is some DRM, digital rights management, embedded here so that you can't just duplicate these books and freely share them with the internet or audiobooks. So it is a reservation system, but you just don't have to physically go to the library anymore.
How is the selection? Because there's tons of ebooks and audiobooks that you can get on Amazon now from authors you never heard of, or stuff that's in the public domain. How current is the selection?
Yeah, it's decent. As I mentioned, a lot of the bestseller lists that you would read in USA Today or the New York Times, many of those same books are available. And to a lesser extent, many of those same audiobooks are available for all the current bestsellers. If you're willing to read something from a year or two ago or a decade ago, but still big names like a James Patterson or a Stephen King or what have you, then you're still going to find a decent selection. So it's not like you're walking into a Barnes & Noble or a Borders or shopping on Amazon, where you have like a huge, huge selection. If you're willing to trade a bit of selection for the convenience of being able to borrow a book without having to physically go to a library, you will not be disappointed.
All right. So go to Overdrive, download the app, and then key in your local library, put in your card, and you're good to go.
That's basically it. Either Overdrive or the Libby app. And if you do have one of the Kobos that support Overdrive built in, then you don't need the app at all if you want to read it on your Kobo e-reader. For Kindle, it also works with Libby.
All righty. Mark Saltzman is a USA Today columnist. He is the host of the syndicated radio show Tech It Out, which is also available at a podcast as a podcast like Talking Tech on Apple and Google Podcasts and Stitcher or wherever fine podcasts are available. How do people find you on Twitter, Mark?
My handle is Mark_Saltzman. So it's Mark with a C _ Saltzman.
Alrighty, I'm at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. Thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Mark.